Chapter 20, Jehoshaphat. After Asa had died, his son Jehoshaphat was made king in his place. He was a good king and walked in the ways of the Lord, and God gave him much riches and honor. The king took care that his people should learn the law of the Lord, and sent the princes and priests to all the cities of Judah to teach them. So Jehoshaphat had peace, and the other nations brought him presents, and he became very great. But this good king had one weakness. He was too friendly with the wicked kings of the 10 tribes of Israel. He went to see King Ahab and promised to go with him to battle. Ahab asked the prophets of Baal if he should go to war, and they told him to go. But Jehoshaphat wanted to ask the prophet of the Lord about it. Ahab did not like this prophet, but he gave way and asked him. Then the prophet of the Lord told Ahab he might go to war, but he would be killed, and Israel would be like sheep without a shepherd. So they went to battle, and Ahab thought he would escape being killed by dressing in different clothes, so that he did not look like the king. But he made Jehoshaphat dress in his royal robes, so that in the battle their enemies thought Jehoshaphat was the king of Israel, and they tried to kill him. But he cried out, and the Lord helped him and made the men go away from him. Now see how God brought his own purposes to pass. Although Ahab had put on other clothes, so that his enemies did not know he was the king of Israel, God would not let him escape. One of their enemies shot an arrow, without knowing it was to hit the king of Israel, but it went between the joints of King Ahab's harness or armor, and he was carried out wounded and died at sunset. Now Jehoshaphat went home to his palace, but the prophet of the Lord met him and told him he had done wrong to help the ungodly King Ahab. God was angry with him for this, and although he still continued to do good in the land of Judah, the Lord sent a great enemy against him. A great multitude of the children of Ammon and Moab came to fight against Judah. This made good King Jehoshaphat afraid, and he called the people to fasting and seeking the help of the Lord. They all came together to ask help of God, and the king stood and prayed to the Lord to save them. "We have no might against this great company," he said. "Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." God heard their prayer and sent his servant to say that they were not to be afraid, for the battle was not theirs, but God's. He would fight for them when they went out to battle on the morrow. So Jehoshaphat sent singers with his army to praise the Lord for his mercy. Then the Lord made the children of Moab and of Ammon fight each other, and when Judah came to them, they found all their enemies dead. What a great deliverance this was for Jehoshaphat, because he had asked help of God. So he returned home with great spoil and had peace again in Judah. Even after this, Jehoshaphat became friendly with another wicked king of Israel and made ships to go with him to Tarshish to get gold. But the prophet of the Lord told him he had done wrong in this again and would not prosper. All the ships were broken to pieces and were not able to go. So Jehoshaphat died after he had reigned in Jerusalem for 25 years. You can read about this good king in the first book of Kings, chapter 22, and also in the second book of Chronicles, chapters 17 to 20. Now see if you can find the verse in Psalm 48, where it is said that the Lord breaks the ships of Tarshish.